With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Israel says there were large exchanges with Hamas in Gaza overnight as its ground offensive continues.
The Israel Defense Forces have said this morning that they have struck more than 300 Hamas targets inside Gaza in the last 24 hours or so. And you can see and hear really the ferocity of the battle that is going on there. We're hearing constant airstrikes and outgoing artillery fire from here in Israel. And the pictures that the Israel Defense Forces are releasing now show their infantry troops deep inside Gaza. They're on the ground. At the start of this, they were going in and coming out again, but they're very much dug into their positions now. We're seeing tanks on the beaches of Gaza there, and we're seeing this increasing push from north to south of the strip as they try to eradicate Hamas.
BBC correspondent Anna Foster reporting from southern Israel. Meanwhile, on Capitol Hill, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and Secretary of State Antony Blinken, they're making the Biden administration's case to Congress that the United States should immediately send major aid to both Israel and Ukraine. Also at SRNNews.com, how do you feel about the economy?
Consumer spending powers the economy, so experts pay close attention to the mood of consumers to gauge how it may affect the broader economy. So how do we feel? Slightly less confident in October compared to September, according to the Conference Board, a business research group. Its Consumer Confidence Index measures how Americans feel about current economic conditions and what they think about the next 6 months. Americans' assessment of income, business, and the job market in the short term is down in October, as is consumers' view of current conditions. I'm Rita Foley.
The Dow is ahead 59 points, the NASDAQ adding 26 points. This is SRN News. Sunday marks the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church.
Hundreds of millions of Christians around the globe are being abused for their faith, amounting to one in every seven believers on earth. And so their brothers and sisters in safer places are being urged to offer special prayers on November 5th. Many Christians in foreign countries are killed or beaten for their faith. In other places, the persecution may take the form of being denied work, education, or access to relief supplies in times of disaster. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Many evangelicals are happy to see Mike Johnson become Speaker of the House. He once served as a professor at the Government School of Liberty University in Virginia. From 2004 to 2012, Johnson was a member of the policy arm of the Southern Baptist Convention, with 13 million members. Johnson, a strong pro-lifer, and opposes the LGBT agenda. This is SRN News. The Biden administration and JetBlue Airways are facing off in court.
It's an antitrust case. The administration is trying to stop JetBlue from buying Spirit Airlines. JetBlue trying to buy Spirit for $3.8 billion, saying it needs to grow to compete against larger carriers like American, United, Delta, and Southwest. Government says if JetBlue gobbles up low-cost Spirit, it will hurt consumers, especially those on a tight budget. Spirit is known for offering rock-bottom fares, but makes up for it by charging a lot of extra fees. Rich Thomason reporting.
Pfizer losing more than $2 billion in the third quarter as an expected COVID-19 product sales decline clipped revenue. Sales of the drug maker's COVID treatment Paxlovid and the vaccine Comirnaty slid 97% and 70% respectively as Pfizer switched to selling on the commercial market instead of to governments. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.